Hold on, come smile.
Gift of life, or more than that, the gift of eternal life through your son, Jesus Christ. We lift up Kirk Gidry's family, the loss of his mother, Susan Bland, his dad. God, if you touch him and the Trahan family, just touch these families where they're at today and minister to them by the Holy Spirit. Be with our commissioners today, our judge, God. Give them wisdom to make wise decisions for our county. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to Texas, one state, one God, one indivisible.
So I just stand there and smile when y'all do that one.
So I'm telling me and Commissioner Rochford are awful lonely up here. But we had Commissioner Sal is still out for the weekend. Commissioner Trahan had a medical emergency this morning. And Commissioner Viatore got hung up about her. He's going to be about 15 to 20 more minutes. So we have to go into recess because we can't do anything else until Commissioner Vehicle gets here to give us a quorum to be able to actually have a meeting. So we are going to go into recess at 10:01. And as soon as Commissioner Vehicle gets here, we'll start back up. Sorry. All right. We will get started back at, come out of recess at 10:17. Now we have a third member of the court, so we can get started. So again, we'll just go on to item number one, which is open court session for comment from courts and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, since it is a factual statement about something on the agenda, we cannot comment back. So anyway, anyone from the audience wish to address the court? Yes, ma'am. You can. You just have to come up, state your name and all the good stuff so we know who you are, where you are. We know who you are.
Okay, I'm Christy Davis with Marysville Utility. I just wanted to make a statement to the court. Our district had to have an election for the Board of Directors this year. It was the first contested election in over 10 years. The board made the choice to have us run the election ourselves, which I pray we will never have to do again. I'm hoping that we can contract with the county in the future. It was a major challenge, to say the least. I wanted to take a moment to publicly express my appreciation to the Orange County Election Administration. To say that we could not have done this election without them would be an understatement. They lent us equipment and supplies at no charge, but the advice and support they provided was the most valuable asset we had during this process. When I would call in total frustration with endless questions, Donna and her team kept me from diving off a cliff with their calm, "You can do this" attitude. I want to assure the court they have an amazing asset with their election administration and that we will be forever grateful for all they did for us at Marysville Utilities.
Certainly let her know it. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad y'all had a successful election. They are trying, aren't they? But hey, it's the process we got to do. Anyone else? Anyone else? All right.
Congratulations on the morning for the big Aggies and the next
time. I'm good. All right. Everybody's shooting the Aggies. Well, it's going to be tough, but, you know, I know where the majority of my money went, so it's going to be a deal. I will tell you, so I was going to read about a deal. So we had the boat pickup group out there from the General Land Office a week ago. Again, this is, I think, our fifth year now to do that, you know, and that's where the General Land Office comes in. They man the station out there at the dump site, and people can bring their old unwanted boats, jet skis, things like that. Instead of them ending up dumping in our rivers, and we have to go out there and try to figure out something. But anyway, they had it, so they picked up. This year they did 24 boats that were dropped off. They pulled out 120 gallons of fuel, oil, and gasoline, batteries, and fire extinguishers removed. And so all this stuff you should end up in our waterways and on the side of the road and wherever else is. So right now, after 5 years, we're a little over 400 vessels that have been brought into that program. And all we have to cover is we have to cover the dumpster stuff of it and get that done, but they cover everything else, clear tiles and all that. So it's a great program that the General Land Office offers, and we'll continue to use that as long as they're willing to come out here and do it, because it is a great program for us. We like having them out there. We just wanted to kind of report on that. And then also, we'll go to item number two, which is discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court issuing a proclamation recognizing the month of June as Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. So we have a proclamation for that, but I think we have someone who wants to speak on it first, and then we'll do the proclamation if you're fine with that.
Good morning. I'm Lily Boudreau. I am your board president of Orange and Jefferson Counties for Adult Protective Services. We are a community group of resources that come together to support the consumers of Orange. I'm going to try to drop my Jefferson County just momentarily. I wear a lot of hats, so work with me here. Orange County, we are trying to bring more awareness to our seniors and their needs in the county. Elder Abuse Awareness is national in the month of June. June the 14th is National Go Purple Day. So you can wear your purple. That is a Sunday. Talk to the pastor, see if y'all can wear purple at church that day. But it's in recognition of Elder Abuse Awareness. We want to protect our elders, our seniors, our people over the age of 18 with a disability. We are about making sure that their needs are being met. We will be hosting a community event at the Silver Leaf Senior Living Community here in Orange on June the 18th. That is open to the public. We want to make sure that everyone who can come out does. It is, again, about bringing resources and awareness to our seniors and people over the age of 18 with a disability that have needs.
Well, thank you. Read the proclamation. So this is Elder Abuse Awareness Month proclamation. Whereas older adults and people with disabilities of diverse backgrounds contribute to the well-being of this city by working, caregiving, volunteering, and actively preserving customs, rituals, and traditions. And whereas as we age, we build momentum by accumulating knowledge, experience, insight, and wisdom that can be shared to enrich our community. And whereas abuse of older adults and people with disabilities in a community concerns affecting thousands of people across Texas. And whereas there are 125,382 reports of abuse of older adults and people with disabilities in Texas in 2025, with 450 of those reports being within Orange County. Whereas abuse against older adults and people with disabilities is grossly underreported because of social stigma, embarrassment, and fear. And whereas adult abuse affects men and women of all income and ability levels, all cultural and ethnic backgrounds, in all communities. Whereas elder abuse is everyone's business, it's important to strengthen our efforts to prevent, report, and address elder abuse. Now, therefore, I, John Gauthier, County Judge, with full support of the Orange County Commissioners Court, in recognition thereof, do hereby proclaim the month of June of 2026 to be Elder Abuse Awareness Month in Texas, and urge all residents to work together to reduce abuse and neglect of older adults and people with disabilities. If I so have a motion.
Second.
Motion by 3. Second by 4. Any other thoughts or concerns? All in favor? Any opposed?
All right.
Pass.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
You
yes, sir.
I'm still not willing to admit that I'm at that elder deal, but I'm there close, you know. But 25 and holding, I'm with you. I like the way you
do that. I like that. Her math.
That's it. Nobody has to know your card, what you're holding, your cards. I like that.
I'm the podium member.
I'm official.
Yes. 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 Come on. Come on. You got your pretty
face
on. Get on in there.
You're in.
Yes, look at me.
I don't think it's going to be.
You got a picture of me?
Okay.
Doing a little dance.
That's all good.
I might have to stand in a chair. Can we get a little closer? I got half. There we go. And act like you love me. Come on. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah, we have some.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we will move to item number 3, which is discussion and possible action on amendment number 1 of the Chapter 312 tax abatement agreement between Orange County and USG Paper LLC. Megan, I think you this was your item, but I think that we want to go into closed session first for some questions we need to ask.
Consultation with attorney.
Okay.
552071.
All right. So we'll go into closed session for the minutes at 10:26.
That'll be with the court, myself, Megan, and without recording. And Jessica. Who?
Jessica.
No. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Jessica.
552071.
There you go. Well, all right. Everybody ready? All right, well, we will get started back at 10:42 for any action necessary.
I would invite a motion that the court approve the First Amendment to the tax abatement agreement between Orange County and USG Paper LLC with the addition of language clarifying that the base value of the property throughout the duration of the abatement agreement remains not less than the appraisal value as of January 1, 2026, and authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same once that language is added and sent to you.
Motion by 3 seconds, by 4. Any further discussion? All in. If you're going to ask, you got to come up.
Can you just explain what this amendment is?
Sure. So the request for the amendment from the company is based off of their construction timeline and receipt of their Title V air permit. So because that permitting process can be up to 18 months, they've requested a delay in when that abatement would officially begin. So instead of it beginning this year, they have up to 18 months to receive that permit so that they can begin their construction.
And this is a 10-year?
Yes, ma'am.
And the concern was the base appraisal value.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that while we extended 18 months, and they're out there concurrently removing items off the property, the value didn't drop below what we had agreed to in the original signing.
Yes.
Another question is, I know eminent domain acquired more property to attach the railroad. Go from the railroad to where they're at or something?
I'm not aware
I don't think
they have a railroad right away already.
Well, and USG does not own that railroad.
They don't have authority to eminent domain.
Okay. So maybe they purchased it
out. Well, like I said, USG does not own any part of the railroad. International Paper did, but they sold those assets off separately. So that short line railroad belongs to a company called County Line Rail. It runs all the way up through Sealsby, Buna, and some other rail yards.
Yeah, this is on the other side.
Yeah, they don't have eminent domain. Bankings, they don't have eminent domain power anyway.
Yeah.
I'll have to find out about that because I know somebody.
Yeah, they may have signed an agreement to have to use the rail.
Right.
For ingress and egress, but they have to. That's an agreement that was amended with that company. Not.
I guess my question is, if they did acquire, if they acquire more land, or does that go automatically into the abatement or not?
No, it's only defined as what was defined as the reinvestment zone back when it was originally established. So it's just the mill proper site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's defined in the abstracts of that.
If they buy any additional property and want to develop that, they would have to come back to us for any agreement that they want. They don't get to just automatically put that in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, a motion by 3 seconds before. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Right,
thank you. Item number 4, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for Monday, April 30th, 2026, and according in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in the amount of $181,817.89. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $1,144,445.94. C, treasurer's report of revenues received and dispersed in accordance with local government code 114.026, an affidavit approved by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledge collateral for a total of $21,737,354.41 summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $14,833,940.44. And First Financial Bank, $6,903,413.97. And anything else you might want to add, Ms. Christie?
Nothing.
Right. Motion to approve.
Motion by four, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Patrol of Public Accounts in the amount of $803,587.73. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of March 2026 and have been accredited to the General Operating Fund. Motion by three, second by four. Further discussion? All in favor? Six, acknowledgement for reporting in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for May 19th, 2026.
From the general fund, $101,195.03. Road and bridge, $525.56. Adult probation, $14,076.50. Airport, $1,725.86. For a total payment of $117,522.95.
Motion by three, second by four. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding payment of May 26, 2026, bills approved by the county auditor as protested listings. And also specifically as follows, there's several of those there, so I will let y'all take a few minutes to review those. Look at it. If you have any questions, let me know before we let her, Lisa, read the rest of the stuff from the office.
Motion.
I have two quick questions. On C, C, who is that paid to?
Patillo, Brown, and Hill.
And does the annual outside audit.
Yeah. Is that audit, has that been presented to the court?
Not this year. They're in the process. They're here now, right?
We're in the middle of it.
But so is this a partial payment, or is this a?
Yeah, I think that's partial.
We'll get a final payment when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you said, yeah, second one?
Yes. I? Who is that to?
Orange County Drainage District.
We're paying Orange County Drainage District?
No, this is...
it's kind of the state's grant.
Yeah, but it's work that they did for us in that project, and we had to pay the cost to them. They helped in that project out there, and there was a cost to them for $12,000, which we had to pay.
So...
There's some drainage lines and some stuff that needed extensions that was outside the purview of the scope of work that the drainage district had to bring the water to the ditches.
So are these not allowed under the grant?
Not under the grant that was approved, no ma'am.
Like the local match.
Yeah, we'd have had to go back. We'd have to go back and reopen the grant to do that.
Okay, so these are just really expenses overrun and not.
Well, it's not allow, is it a project that was approved. They mm-hmm. did and completed, mm-hmm. but in the course of that project, there was two drainage ditches that came to drainage lines that came from another area to that ditch, and they had to pipe that in, concrete around it and stuff, and that was on us to cover that. It wasn't part of the scope of work, but it didn't improve the drainage if we didn't do it.
Yeah, I'm just, so then why wouldn't it just go under the regular maintenance and not to the grant? Should it go under the grant because it's not part of the grant scope of work?
We did, but we wanted it to be able to be tracked as part of that project.
Okay.
So that's why I went over here today.
Okay. Thank you.
And that way, 5 years down the road, somebody's looking at that, they can know where that, why they.
Yeah, I know that. I just know there's certain accounting for grants, so I just want to make sure that.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
From the general fund, $1,218,604.38. Road and bridge, $131,906.57. Mosquito control, $8,004.55. Adult probation, $4,141.24. Airport, $2,676.83. Consolidated accounts, $18,692.43 for total payment, $1,384,026.
Motion number three, second number four, all in favor? Any opposed? All right. I'll say there's nothing in road and bridge that only costs $131.
Yeah.
It sounded good, though.
Apparently, I lost the power of speech.
Hey, I do it all the time. Number eight, discussion and possible action regarding line item transfer for county judge from 001-111-53830 contingency of $12,000 to 073-936-53002 to the TDRA GLO recovery grant fund of $12,000. Purpose to replenish the line item for the Kennard Estates non-grant expense. That was what we discussed earlier.
Right.
This is just the movement of the money. Motion of three, second by four. Any further discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Real quick. So is the Kennard, Kennard Estate, is that done?
I think it's complete. Now, they haven't sent in the completion documents we can sign yet, but I think it's pretty well close.
Okay. And I was talking to my neighbor, and I was going to tell Commissioner Trahan, but they said it looks great. Hopefully we'll never have to test it, but said it looks great.
We were out here, it's about 2 weeks ago, we were looking at part of the project today, and it was right after one of the really heavy rains, and it did really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, my neighbor really said good. it was
impressive.
Great,
so.
And we should be going back out there once they get this is all done. Uh-huh. We'll go back out and
get
the
time. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's going to be a huge benefit out there. Well, we know it is. All right. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Number nine, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for transportation from 001-601-140 extra help salaries of $8,000 to 001-601-5120 overtime salaries of $8,000. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Anything else here? Motion by three. By second by four.
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Number 10, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for road and bridge from 002-573-525-00, road materials $76,971.12 to 036-952-525-00, road materials $76,971.12, purpose to move materials expense from Hurricane Harvey, small projects back into their account. Anything else? Motion by four, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Is Harvey all done?
Ma'am.
Is Harvey all done?
I think the hard projects are yay.
Yes.
Now we just got to get all the reimbursement, which they're working on the paperwork now to send all that in, because it's several million dollars. You couldn't start sending in paperwork for completion until completion. So.
They better not name another Hurricane Harvey.
No. Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for road and bridge from 002-573-57590 equipment of $1,000 to 002-573-57500 equipment on inventory of a small $2,000 of $1,000. Purpose to provide funds to cover the jack plate and propeller for the new boat that will be used at the swing bridge.
So moved.
Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for health services from 001-111-53830 contingency of $100,000 to 001-450-54130 contract service and maintenance of $100,000. Purpose to provide additional funding for change orders related to the construction of the new Orange County Health Service. Jennifer's not here, but like I said, it's just change orders to the construction job.
What change?
Just some of the stuff within the design and some of the rooms that had to be laid out a little differently. So they had to change some of it. So we had additional concrete on the back side of it. It wasn't in the scope of work. We're just, that was funded out of the ARPA funds.
So we're
out of ARPA funds. So it has to be closed out. And so anything else we do additional has got to come out of contingency.
Is this going to be done this year?
It better be.
No, not calendar year, before the fiscal.
Well, the grant, the ARPA funds had to be expended by December of this year complete. The project didn't have to be complete. The expenditure of the money has to be complete.
Yeah.
But yes, it's scheduled for, it should be within the next 2 months, that building should be complete.
Okay, so this contingency is out of this year's contingency.
Yeah, okay. And you know, we knew it did. That's why, you know, our contingency budget this year was pretty high. We knew that. That's why we did a lot of this. Motion by three, second by four. Is that any further discussion now?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure we were doing it right.
You say you had to change. Didn't you have a plan? And I know that sounds smart, alecky, but that's not what I meant. Didn't you have a plan? This is what we want. And how can they add a wall? I mean, $100,000 is a lot of...
were our request, and some of them were due to how the electrical had to run, because when we did the original project and the layout of the scope, the electrical line is way on the other side of the big building that's out there now. They had to move that line. That was on our house. So that was a change order that we had to do to make that fit. We had some drainage issues, not drainage, water issues that we had to do because the water system also had to be moved over to there. Some cost in there. And then some of just the back of the structure, you know, how to get in a building, you think it'd be better if this door was here instead of here for access,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially when it comes to the back of the building where our security is going to be at, because like I said, our inmates are going to be treated there on minor stuff. So we had to make sure that access in the back end was protected. You know, until you see it, and it looks like this on paper, but then now that we're in it, we said, well, it'd be better if this was here. And so we moved. I mean, those were the things we're talking about. Not like moving a major wall just because of moving the wall.
Okay. Because I know they changed the electrical cost on you,
mm-hmm.
But at the time, you guys didn't say it was your fault.
Well, it wasn't. Well, that part wasn't, and they had to eat some of that themselves, and we had to cover some of it too. But this is separate from that. This is stuff that we had to ask them to do in the scope of the project to get the project complete. And we didn't know the cost. We didn't know, because you don't know how far energy is going to run their line for us to tie to get to there. You know, we got them to go as far as we could get them. You know, but after that, we had to do it. And same thing with the water lines that come from the water supply company.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor? Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding line item transfer for Constable Precinct Number 3 from 001-777-52100, office supplies of $200 to 001-777-52100, public safety and supplies and uniforms $200 for county vehicle equipment, floor mats. Anything you want to add to that, Mr. Brad?
No, sir.
Constable, yeah,
They're still being worked on as we speak.
Yeah, all right. Motion number three, second number four.
$200, that's not WeatherTech.
Yeah.
Lord gave me a price, my budget couldn't help.
There you go. Construction, motion by three, second number four. Any further discussion? All favor? Any opposed? All right. Item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the renaming of IP Way in Precinct 1. Commissioner Trahan, like I said, due to the deal, he's not here, so we're just going to no action this until he has a chance to get back here. And it's his item. I don't want to move with it without him getting here. So, no action that unless y'all have any other questions.
I'm sorry, are we on number 14?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to recommend that you go ahead and set the date. You don't have to do anything with it, but if you're interested in renaming the road, it has to be published for at least 2 weeks. So unless you want to push the whole thing out, if y'all wait until he comes back to even set the date for the hearing, then the public hearing can't be for another 2 to 4 weeks after that because it has to be published for 2 weeks. I don't mind waiting. I'm just saying it's all you would be asking to do today is set a public hearing.
Okay. Let me
ideally, if you had a proposed name, we would put it in the notice just to give notice, but the public hearing can be for people to make recommendations.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I was pushing for Gulf Gateway. Anyway. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I just assumed.
But, it's going to happen either. All right, how about, I'm just kind of looking because I've got their schedule on some of their stuff. So I'm going to say 10, June 11th. June 11th, does that give you the 2 weeks?
It depends on when you can publish.
I can't publish until before the 6th.
Okay, so...
6th is the fastest I can get it in.
All right, so...
that's the 23rd.
That gives you 23rd. So let's do the 25th.
Are you here that week? Nope.
Yeah, I'm not here on the 23rd.
June 25th?
June
25th?
25th.
On Thursday.
On a Thursday.
Well, I mean, that's it. I'm looking at Trahan's schedule, too.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page, because we normally do everything on Tuesdays. Okay.
A lot of their stuff that their health deal stuff is getting ready to be.
Thursday, June 25th.
That's
the
date
for the public hearing.
Yes, ma'am.
For the changing of the name of
IPA. 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Okay. Y'all good with that? Okay. All right. So I need someone to make that motion, please.
Motion.
All right. Motion by 4. Second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? That motion passes, and that is for the hearing. Yes, 10 a.m. Discussion and possible action regarding the Four Oak Ranch Road and the Natchez River Washout Project. Commissioner Vietor.
I brought the judge out. He's looked at it. Natchez River is reclaiming Four Oak Ranch Road.
That's an easy, nice way to put it.
Yeah, here's a picture of it, in case you haven't seen it. So the process, if we wanted to choose to try to fix it. We've got to get a nationwide permit from the Corps of Engineers. I've been informed that takes roughly 3 to 4 months. Hopefully we have 3 to 4 months. I can read you the email I got from Keyston.
Hey, in the meantime, have we went out and put out some barriers?
Yes, around we have.
Some flag?
Okay. We put drove some, basically T-posts and put some orange fence on down the side of the road. But that's the start of the process, is to get a nationwide. Basically, what we're asking the court to consider today is to authorize AWC to start the process to file for that nationwide, and then to allow purchasing as soon as they get the scope of work from the engineers to go out for bids for the sheet pile driving.
So,
you
need motion to approve the
motion to allow AWC to start the nationwide permit process. And once that is complete, purchasing to go out for bids.
On the project itself.
On the project itself.
Is
That's actually number 16. That's the next one.
Yeah, 16.
We had this on the agenda.
Yeah, well, yeah. To the
bid has its own agenda.
Yeah, bid has its own agenda. Okay. This is just to approve the
funding for the
AWC to do the
nationwide
grant. I mean, to do the permit.
Right. AWC.
Did they have a cost on that?
The estimate was between $16,000 and $18,000.
So I want to say up to $20,000 in the motion.
And that is for exactly what?
What do you ask?
No.
Arsenio Wilson and Cole. We don't have to
look this out. Also, when you drive shoe piles, you got to put a chain wall on the opposite side of the road.
I think they're already working on the project. Okay. They're just authorizing a specific.
Okay, I just didn't permit the process.
Seems like we've always been working on that.
Since
I got here.
Yeah.
Like a blueprint of a job?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, but and they have, because they have to send that in to federal government for the grant. For the permit. We have to apply for a permit because it's going in the waterway. Even though it was originally land, we're going to reclaim that land back.
Navigation.
Repair the road. But because it's a navigational waterway, we have to apply for a permit. And this, so we have to pay a company to do that permit. To apply for that.
Is the road passable?
Right now it is, but it's like only.
If you want to see a picture, I can show it to you.
Yeah, it's right on. If there was a white line there on the side of the road, it would be the white line. It's the water's right there.
Should the road be still passable?
Well, so we went and barricaded off that one side of it, so the one lane is still open on the other side of about half, but we barricaded enough to keep. That's what I was asking if they got that done, because it's dangerous. It's bad. It needs to be fixed.
How many
residents? That's the sad part. 10.
It's only 10.
That's what kills us on.
But yeah, if you're one of the 10, it's important.
That's what kills us on a grant is the project qualifies for a grant.
Yeah, we've applied for several years.
We make it through all the first couple of stages, and when we get to the cost-benefit analysis, being you're only helping 10 people, we lose.
The federal grants don't apply.
Is it a short? So, I mean, can they just like put a bridge or something?
No, it's
they got to wall it off. It's eating it into the. It's eroding the road.
It's a curve in the nature.
The nationwide, the engineering consists of biological assessment, ordinary high water mark, delineation plan, and profile drawings of proposed project.
And then we'll actually have to, once it gets approved, and when you get out, then we're going to have to approve the funding to fix it once we know what it's going to cost.
Yeah, I was just saying, we need to fix it.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
Nature's going to keep going.
No, it is.
We don't.
Speaking with the engineer, his drawings are going to show phases, like phase one, phase two, phase three. That way, court can decide what we can afford, and because the river's coming.
Yeah.
And right now, we have to do 50 feet for sure. If the court chooses to, there's a few more feet you can go to. So he's going to draw up the faces so we can make that decision at that time.
Yeah, no other way out of there?
Nope.
It's one way out.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's a bad situation, like I said, and we have for several years, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've applied for a grant. I mean, y'all heard us talk about the grants. So, you know, this has come up every single year. We apply for it, try to get a grant for it, but just they haven't approved it. And so we've got to fix it.
Yeah,
so we've got to do it.
At this point now, we don't have time.
Yeah.
All right, so I need a motion for the up to $20,000. Motion by four. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right, item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids for the steel sheet piling project for the road and bridge. And that's once they get that back from the engineer. So we need a motion for that approval.
Motion.
Can we do a committee too?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be, yeah, four.
I'll be on.
Okay. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right, in our committee, the Commissioner Four.
I see Tracy raising his
hand.
Commissioner Three. Tracy. Who else? Morgan. You have somebody else you want? No. I just need somebody to review it.
Who else?
Joel?
Yeah.
Need one more.
Can we use Tracy's assistant? I mean, somebody else wrote it. I mean, it don't have to be.
Yeah.
Kim?
That'll work.
Yeah, when we go out for that an estimate I had for y'all, like a gift you did the other day. We could do the digging for the guys if that would make it a little cheaper.
For the chain wall? For the chain wall?
Yeah, for the tiebacks and stuff.
Some of that we can handle.
He can figure out how much force is put on this tile, and he has to figure out the mass that we have to put on the side of the road to do the tiebacks to the whaler, or the tiles just going to fall off. So that's what we're going to do.
Pray we don't get any high water.
We don't need a flood.
We're going into hurricane season.
Yeah, exactly.
Like ticked off.
All right. Item number 17, discussion and possible action authorizing by signature a resolution for grant application for capability for port infrastructure and assault target protection. Project SHSRPR fiscal year 2026. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge, Judge Pro Tem, sign the same. This item was previously approved on 3-10-2026. The designated signer is changing from Chief Howard to the county judge.
Did you do 16 or did you combine the two?
No, we approved 16. So we approved 15. Motion by 4, second by 3. Approved. For the up to the $20,000 for the permit application. And then on 16 was a motion by 4, second by 3, for discussion and going out for bids. So it was two different actions. And we appointed a committee on 16 to review that. All right, so item number 17, it's just, like I said, it was previously approved. It's just we had to change the signature from Chief Howard to me. His was not allowed signature.
Motion.
Motion by 4, second by 3, further discussion. Favor. Item number 18, discussion and possible action authorizing by signature a resolution grant application for countywide school emergency response mapping project, a state homeland security program that will serve all 24 campuses across the 5 school districts in Orange County. Possible action may include authorizing county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Again, this was previously approved. It was approved under Chief Howard signing it, but it takes the county judge to be able to do that. So we're just having to make a correction on that with the right signatures.
Second.
Motion by 3, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. And then again, one more of these. Discussion and possible action authorizing my signature resolution for grant application for the 2026 Project Safe Neighborhoods Program, the license plate reader, camera deployment project. Possible action may include county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Again, it's just a correction thereof. So, motion by 3, second by 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
We got some signatures. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
On these cameras, are these in specific areas?
I know the license plate reader, one set of them is on the cars, but it's those flock program cameras. I don't know all the locations, but mostly it's major intersections, things like that, that they're going to be placed. But yes, they'll be out. I mean, there's already, they're here already under the state program. We're just adding to them.
Well,
to be part of that program.
Just FYI, it sounds like we got camera on every corner, like we're some kind of crime, big crime city, and we're just little orange and we're being tracked with our cell phone tracker. App and all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable, let me tell you.
Yeah.
We all know all about discomfort.
That's why they do it.
Well,
it is.
It
has been very effective. Very
effective. Shooting the bombs last week.
Yeah, through those bombs that we were talking about, the bombs shootings, they were able to find those people within just a few hours by those cameras. And so they're beneficial. You know, I kind of look at it the deal, if I'm not doing nothing wrong, I don't really have nothing to worry about. But it is, I mean, I know it's...
Did they find the Walmart shooters?
I don't know. But like I said, I know that there's a lot of them that they wouldn't have called if they wouldn't have these camera systems. You're all trapped. All right, we will go to item number 20, discussion of possible action board adjourning commissioners court meeting. Motion of 4, second of 3, all in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11:16.